This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defense lawyers and House impeachment managers will answer more questions from senators for a second and final day today. The session will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. It will set the stage for votes on Friday on whether the Senate will call witnesses. Some Republicans want to call Joe and Hunter Biden, suggesting the younger Biden's business dealings in Ukraine are really what should be investigated. Joe Biden saying on the campaign trail in Iowa yesterday, Republicans are simply afraid he's going to become the nominee.
They know if I'm the nominee, I'm going to beat Donald Trump like a drum.
Reports are twice this week Hillary Clinton avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic White House hopeful and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who's suing Clinton for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Life expectancy in the United States is up for the first time in 4 years. An annual report from the Centers for Disease Control saying the latest figures show that it's increased by a month over last year, and for two big reasons.
Primarily due to decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
That's the CDC's Robert Anderson. The calculations mean on average an infant born this year can be expected to live about 78 years and 8 months, though the average for males is 76 years 2 months and it's 81 years and 1 month for women. Police in Stockholm say thieves smashed their way through the front doors of an art gallery today. They made off with around 10 bronze sculptures and etchings by surrealist Salvador Dali. Experts say each one is estimated to be worth at least $25,000 to $50,000. Those Dali works were on loan from Switzerland. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new White House task force will monitor the coronavirus as the world deals with the deadly outbreak that's killed at least 170 people in China. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and is going to lead the federal response to try to contain the disease. There have been so far 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, though hundreds of more people are being tested. Super Bowl weekend is dawning soon, with the productivity losses expected to hit $5.1 billion, with absences and distractions both leading up to and immediately after the Super Bowl. John Clemens has more.
That's the findings from the Global Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, where VP Andy Challenger tells us about the lost productivity.
Employees put together office pools, they talk about the upcoming game, and then a lot of productivity is lost on the Monday after the Super Bowl. This year it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday, whether they're hungover or they're just recovering from a long night and a late game.
Challenger tells us there's a price tag for this.
We estimate that it's going to cost American employers about $5.1 billion in lost productivity.
I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Ken Gore joins us now. Dr. Paul, of course, the professor of political science and executive director of Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just, well, I'll tell you, my brother went to Staples last night. I'm in California, and he was at Staples going to a hockey game. Sent over a memorial picture of Kobe and Gianna that is right there in the entrance to the stadium. And it's just so touching. And then Vanessa sent out on her Instagram a heartfelt, you know, response to the outpouring of millions of people who have been just sending blessings and prayers to the family and, you know, talked about, you know, just this new life without Kobe. And it's just touching. You know, she says, as you can imagine, how completely devastated she and the family must be.
Yeah, you know, I was really touched by it. And what really hit me, Bill, when I heard that his daughter was named Gianna Maria, that's actually my daughter's name. My daughter's named Gianna Maria. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's actually my third daughter. And she is, she's named for an Italian saint, Saint Gianna Beretta Mola, who was canonized by John Paul II. She's a 20th century saint who literally gave her life to deliver a child that the doctor recommended that she abort.
Wow.
And I know that might have been Kobe's influence as well. I know he was Catholic.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact,
a friend said that that morning they happened to attend the same church, and the last picture he had in his mind was Kobe in prayer kneeling there at Mass.
Wow. Yeah, and so, I mean, that Gianna Maria for Gianna Beretta Mola, Maria for Mary.
Yes.
And that was our inspiration in naming our daughter that way. She'll be 10 this year, and I think his Gianna Maria was 13. And then also when I learned that and I texted my colleague at the Center for Vision and Values, Robert Ryder, we're here in western Pennsylvania. Robert told me, he said, "Did you know I played basketball with them?" And I didn't, but they were. Robert was a point guard on the All-Pennsylvania team, and this would have been around 1993, I think. And Kobe was, after he left Italy, he moved to the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Yes.
And played, so they played basketball together. They were both MVPs on the All-PA team.
Yes.
And so, you know, even way out here, you know, far away from California, you know, we had memories of him. And I read a really nice thing today where, I think this was published by Life News, he was interviewed by one of the CNN reporters, a woman, who asked him about four daughters having four girls, and he said, "I'd like to have five more girls."
Yeah.
Something like that. And I think one of his daughters, I think Bill is only 1 year old, maybe. So
she was just born. She was just born in June. That's Capri. So not even a year old. So yeah, she's just months old, and you never know
which athletes like this are the good guys sometimes until after they're gone, and you find out. Wow. Although this always kind of annoys me about athletes. I think a lot of people don't get it. So many athletes are conservatives and Christians. I mean, you see this on the field when they get together, they kneel and they pray together after football games, and they're not liberals. And I think a big part of that, even if many of them are like registered Democrats, they're usually not liberals. And I think a lot of that is because they bust their rear ends and they really earn what they get.
Exactly.
It's competitive. I mean, they're the ultimate individual free marketers.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's given to them. They bust their rear ends, and then they get there, and they make a ton of money. And, they don't want the government to take 90% of it. They don't want Bernie.
Right, exactly. Simply, and we're gonna talk more about that in just a moment. And I got to tell you, Paul, having been, I was born and raised here in Southern California. I was here when Kobe, made such an impact with the Lakers and Laker Nation and in basketball at large, and his great success. And I guess the temptation, in part for some, is as Ted Kennedy said quite wisely about his brother. He says we need to be careful not to make him greater in death than he was in life, reminding us of our humanity. Kobe was a human, and to your point about his spirituality, I mean, having seen him play, I never saw anything. In fact, my instant response in a question to somebody else was, I don't know if he was a man of faith. But when you look back in retrospect and see the things that he overcame, including his own indiscretion, that some of us may make a mistake and we get to do it privately. I mean, he had to do it on a world stage. The fruit of his faith, when you think back and you go, wow, no wonder he was able to overcome, something that has just devastated families and marriages and not to mention his own personal life. I mean, he was really able, to redeem his family and with him, his fans, because his fans were disappointed that, that Kobe had fallen, as he admitted.
Right.
But
he was young, right? I think it was probably before he had all four daughters, I believe. I'm trying to remember. I still can visualize that press conference that everyone mocked, right? Because his wife or girlfriend or fiance was there, and she was wearing a big ring
They were married. They were married.
Yeah.
He and Vanessa were already married. I mean, this was the deal. So may he rest in peace, and we continue to remember the other family members that are involved. I mean, you got a wife and a husband and a daughter amongst them, a coach, an award winning coach, and I mean, just some
parents,
great people,
right?
They have
two orphan children, I think.
Exactly.
That's an even worse situation.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been. And I'm here, close to Orange County. I'm right on the border. I'm in Long Beach, California. And you just feel it. I mean, just from the instant that we got the news, it was a collective, oh, no, that you heard, not only here in L.A., but across the country. And anybody that ever thought about picking up a basketball that looked up to Kobe, because, he was the real deal. I think that's the way people look at it.
And if I could add this too, Bill, on the kind of the subject of redemption, and I've written pieces in the last 4 or 5 weeks on Jack Kerouac, of all people, and Andy Warhol. And Andy Warhol is near me, Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh kid who went to New York, ended up living in New York, became an artist there. And both of them were two very unlikely individuals who people don't realize had really strong faiths.
Yes.
And a guy emailed me last night. He said, I loved your Warhol piece. It was really interesting, but the guy was really messed up, a weirdo. You should go through his museum. And I said, I know. I get that. I understand all of that. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not canonizing the guy. What I'm trying to tell people is that you don't know that these major public figures still on a Sunday are, crawling off to the closest church you know, begging God for mercy and trying to find their way back. And, you know, there's something redeeming and touching about that. And, you know, Kobe Bryant went through that as well.
Yeah. And I found also, Paul, that more than Sunday, especially with some of these that are so driven, almost, you know, daily, because they're reminded because of their exceptionalism. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, thank God we're not interrupting this program with another question from the Senate, right? Are you just about questions. 90 questions yesterday, and the Democrats were just absolutely going crazy. The latest shining thing for them to chase after was the Bolton reveal, which is kind of just fading off into the sunset. And, of course, Donald Trump, in his inimitable manner, sends out a tweet of a video of Bolton praising warm and cordial the Ukraine call. He tweets out, Dr. Paul Kengor, game over. You know, we'll see if the Democrats have punched themselves out, barring any other shiny thing that might come along the way to grab their attention, or maybe, you know, a special reveal. You know, there's that 18th witness that they interviewed that transcript is sitting in, I think, Adam Schiff's desk, and maybe Dianne Feinstein's looking through it upside down and backwards to see if there's some tie-in or something that they can bring out that will give them some, you know, plausible argument for, hey, let's have witnesses.
Well, you know, Bill, I'd say to borrow from a carryover from Kobe here last segment, they need to keep their eye on the ball, right? I mean, this is what's really going on here. The people need to ask themselves this question, the big question. They're trying to prove that Donald Trump did a quid pro quo with the Ukraine, withholding aid. By the way, the aid did come, so the aid wasn't withheld.
Right.
And so we know that in order to help him in his 2020 election by exposing Joe Biden. Now, here's the key question. Even if there was a quid pro quo, is that impeachable and is that removable? I'm going to have a piece. I think it'll be in American Spectator tomorrow. It's called Franklin Delano Quid Pro Quo.
Yes.
And it just lists example after example after example of FDR in the 1930s using the WPA, using FERA, F-E-R-A, prior to WPA, basically, you know, using public funds to buy votes, to
right.
try to buy off states, you know, for political patronage. What Donald Trump is accused of doing, you know, one time, you know, using public funds in a way that might have helped his election, was the kind of thing that FDR did daily throughout the Great Depression. Right? It's the kind of thing, this isn't like whataboutism. This is crucial historical context.
Right.
That people need to put their emotions aside and say, are you going to take out a president over one thing that might have happened here in this one phone call? If you do, it's fair to ask, how fair is that? How
exactly.
just is that, right?
Well,
I've got on my desk right here. This is the Church Committee report from 1977, which lists probably 100 pages of Attorney General RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, under JFK, President JFK, and under LBJ, President LBJ, wiretapping the liberals' hero, Martin Luther King Jr.,
exactly.
right? Exactly. We all admire
him. Right.
That's an abuse of power. FDR, I could go on and on. I think the piece I turned in, the Spectator, is like 2,500 words, and it just deals with the WPA. It doesn't even deal with FDR going after Andrew Mellon through his IRS. It doesn't even touch on FDR and foreign policy. So you know, this kind of thing is really important. You can't you look for every needle in every haystack to try to get Donald Trump one time on one thing. By the way, if he's guilty of it, it might be worthy of censure or even something like that, but you really got to, you know, try to ask yourself this hard question. You really want to remove somebody over this?
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Paul. Plus, to your point here, and the deeper consideration here, the whole idea of quid pro quo, the reason that America is $23 trillion in debt is quid pro quo. You know, listen to the candidates out there. Hey, look, they've been buying votes forever. They've been able to get their tentacles and their hands on the public treasury, promising Medicare for all, promising, you know, free education. Where's that going to come? It's going to come from the people's treasury. They're buying votes. That is quid pro quo, right?
Well, it is, and I know some people probably yell at their phones saying, well, you know, that's more indirect. That's not a, well, but again, we have countless examples throughout American history of, like, FDR trying to flip Pennsylvania, which went for Hoover in 1932, trying to get Pennsylvania in 1936. And you know, if you look at, like, Bert Folsom's book, New Deal or Raw Deal, the only Illinois and Pennsylvania between the two of them got, like, 88% of all FARA funds.
Yes,
in 1934, because FDR was trying to flip those two states. I think Pennsylvania might have had the most electoral college vote back then, behind maybe only New York. And you know, that's the kind of thing that guys like this have done forever. And Democrats not only shrug it off. I've had conversations with liberal professors who love LBJ, love FDR.
Right.
They smile, they grin when they hear, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
good old
exactly."
Oh yeah, that political horse trading that he engaged in. Oh yeah.
Right.
And I say, well, if you found even one example of a Nixon doing this, you'd impeach him over it.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And it's true. It's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dinesh D'Souza learned in his little stint in the Huskow, he told me, he says, Bill, they just stick to the con. And this is what the Democrats do. They follow, you know, the lead of what they never admit. That you don't see them sweating. They just stick to the con. And America is getting it, Paul, and they're just saying, look, you guys are throwing stones in glass houses. It's time to take the stones away from you, and let's get back to work.
Well, a fair question to ask, and this was Alan Dershowitz's case, Bill, was that, look, the House failed to make a convincing case to remove Donald Trump. And so this really shouldn't even be taken up by the Senate at this point.
Yeah, but that's a reasonable question and consideration. Yeah. The thing is, just like you know, the professors that you speak with and talk to, other people I talk to, the arch liberals, they don't buy it. They're convinced Donald Trump is gaming the system, and of course Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have set this up. See, they've tainted the bloodstream. They've really infected the bloodstream of the body politic by saying, in essence, if you don't get rid of Donald Trump, you know, this is an unfair process, and you are complicit, and you are as guilty as he is. Really?
Well, they're all about emotion.
And, of course.
And because they're all about emotion, too, they don't think through all the consequences of their actions. And, you know, I've been saying this for a while. If they really did remove Donald Trump, you're going to get Mike Pence as president. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, well, of course, they'd try to pursue him, too. But
right, because then you'd have Nancy Pelosi.
But Pence has long been more likable and popular than Donald Trump. So, if they remove Donald Trump, would they really want that?
Well, look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, Paul. I mean, if they could go after Brett Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh's a Boy Scout. I mean, a guy that's got his calendars from his high school years. Are you kidding me?
Good thing he does, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, these guys are endless, and that's the thing that's so difficult because, you know, I'm hoping, oh gosh, maybe this is all over and I can go have dinner with my liberal friends again without them getting in some sort of frustrating food fight because they believe in what Adam Schiff, of all people, who's been lying through his teeth, they believe what he says. And it's like, wait a minute, there's no veracity here. How can you do that to yourself?
But talk about Boy Scouts with Kavanaugh. Remember, they all voted against Neil Gorsuch as well.
Yes.
Right? I don't think he got a single vote. And what was the vote for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Bill? I think it was 96-4?
Something like that, yeah.
97-3?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, we give their presidents the people that they want because we believe that, you know, the president has the right to pick the Supreme Court nominees that he wants, assuming that they're of, you know, sound mind and have the credentials. They don't do that. They politicize. In fact, that Kavanaugh seat, which was the Kennedy seat, was actually the Robert Bork seat.
Right.
that goes way back to then. So this is what they do. Mm. And then if turnabout was fair play, we would right now be investigating, speaking of FDR and the IRS, whether or not Obama abused the IRS.
Yeah.
And I could start rattling off right now in this phone call off the top of my head 12 friends of mine or different conservative groups that were audited.
Well, we're out of time, so we're going to have to save it for the next visit. Thank you, Paul Kengor.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defense lawyers and House impeachment managers will answer more questions from senators for a second and final day today. The session will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. It will set the stage for votes on Friday on whether the Senate will call witnesses. Some Republicans want to call Joe and Hunter Biden, suggesting the younger Biden's business dealings in Ukraine are really what should be investigated. Joe Biden saying on the campaign trail in Iowa yesterday, Republicans are simply afraid he's going to become the nominee.
They know if I'm the nominee, I'm going to beat Donald Trump like a drum.
Reports are twice this week Hillary Clinton avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic White House hopeful and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who's suing Clinton for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us as we continue here pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. We're honored to have Alan Dershowitz with us, the author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Era. Of course, the professor is one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, one of the youngest full professors in Harvard Law School history, where he is now the Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law Emeritus. Professor Dershowitz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, the book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Movement, is your refutation on the attack of your reputation, you know, the false accusation that you were subjected to. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm not only protecting myself, because if it happened to me, it could happen to anybody. Here is a woman who I never met, never heard of, attacking me and accusing me of having sex with her. I never had sex with anybody but my wife during the relevant time period. Never met her, never heard of her. She wrote an email to a friend admitting she never met me, and her friend wrote back and said, yeah, I know you never met Dershowitz, but you should put him in your manuscript in your book. It will help sell. And then she put me in her book, but not as somebody she had sex with, just as somebody she saw once. Mm-hmm. And then she told the FBI she didn't have sex with me. She told her best friend she didn't have sex with me. Her lawyer, after reviewing all my travel records, said it was impossible for her to have had sex with me and that she was wrong, simply wrong. I have that recorded. Mm-hmm. And she told her best friend she was pressured to do it by her lawyers. I had the FBI former director do an investigation. He concluded it was nothing to it. And yet people believe it. This is a woman with a long history of lying. She's falsely accused Tip Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. She claimed she met the Queen of England and then admitted she hadn't. Mm-hmm. She claimed she was 14 when she met Jeffrey Epstein. Her own work records prove she was 17, which she now admits. So this is a woman who is a chronic liar and perjurer accusing me. I've had, you know, a reputation for 60 years of probity. 50 years at Harvard, never a single complaint, never a complaint against me in my life, not a single ethics charge brought against me ever. And yet people believe it because a woman said it. So this is an attack not on the Me Too movement, it's an attack on the abuses of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, without a doubt, which, you know, I think back and consider this as a bit of an extension of this, not only the cancel culture, but I call it the spirit of invalidation, Professor, because this is what's been running amok here, is where you get these false accusations. I mean, look what they did to Justice Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, he succeeded. He got on the Supreme Court, where he's serving with great distinction. But, you know, the cancel culture works. For example, for 25 years, I spoke at the 92nd Street Y in New York, which is a major venue for speakers. I was the second most popular speaker there after Elie Wiesel, 25 years. Now they have canceled me, and they won't allow me to speak. They admit that the charges are false, but they say they don't want trouble, because if I speak, there'll be protests. The same thing is true on college campuses. I can never again be invited to get an honorary doctorate from a college campus, even though I've gotten 15 of them, and I can't be invited to speak at college campuses without protest, because the accusation equals the guilt, even when it comes from a woman with a long history of lying and perjury against a man with a spotless reputation who has overwhelming evidence that it's impossible that it could have happened. And an admission by her own lawyer that it didn't happen. That's not enough.
Well, as you say, if this could happen to you, what's next for somebody else who doesn't have the wherewithal to defend themselves? And they constantly walk around with this, this letter A around their neck?
Yeah. No, it's a terrible thing. You know, I have grandchildren and at universities. They live in the culture of Me Too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously my grandchildren know I would never do anything like this. But do their friends, and how do their friends treat them? Nobody who knows me believes this. Nobody who's read my book believes it, by the way. I want everybody to read the book. That's why I've made it available on Kindle for $1.98, cost of a candy bar.
Right.
And just one button, you read it. It's a very short read. It's only about 120 pages of my book. And then the documents, the evidence, the emails, the travel records, the recordings, it's just overwhelming, the evidence, and yet people persist in believing it. It was the philosopher Eric Hoffer who once said, every cause starts as a movement, then it becomes a business, ultimately a racket. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing now is people abusing a good movement, the Me Too movement.
Right.
I have a friend who's a lawyer and a former student who's a lawyer in Los Angeles, and she says she's writing checks every week on behalf of people who are falsely accused, people in the entertainment business. People come in and say, oh, yeah, I had sex with them 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And in New York now, it could be 20 years ago. And, you know, it never happened. They didn't know each other. But the man would rather write a check for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 than be accused and then have to deny it. You know, it's like the old story they tell in Israel where a guy, it's a standard joke in Israel, a guy comes up to somebody and says, unless you pay me a lot of money, I'll say your sister's a prostitute. And the guy says, yeah, I don't have a sister. And they said, well, that's your word against mine. So you can say anything about anybody,
right.
And the law today is terrible. The law says that if you say anything in a court document, it's protected, it's privileged. You can't be sued. So that if a woman accuses me falsely, and I then get on television or respond to you on radio or be in the media and say, no, it's not true, she's making it up, she can then sue me for defamation, but I can't sue her. That's what's so terrible about the law. And nobody ever goes after false accusers for perjury. They should.
Right. And this woman belongs in prison.
Exactly.
Her lawyers, if they put her up to it, should be disbarred. And yet they're going to come out of this thing, even if I win my cases and I'm completely vindicated, they're going to say, whoops, let's go to the next guy. We haven't been heard at all. Let's do it to somebody else.
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for. That's the age-old business axiom. And this lady who continues to lie, and she gets rewarded for it, and she's covered. It's the same thing with what happened, again, with Kavanaugh. There was no consequence to Blasey Ford. There was no consequence to her attorneys who, you know, lied, misrepresented the whole situation, Dianne Feinstein as well. I mean, this thing is just disgusting, and it leaves us vulnerable to repeat itself.
Let's go even beyond Ford. Do you remember that there was a woman that Michael Avenatti, the guy who was on television every day and is now facing his own criminal charges? Mm-hmm. Michael Avenatti came up with a woman who never met Kavanaugh, never had any contact with him, and accused him, and then, of course, backed away and withdrew it. But neither Kavanaugh or Avenatti or the person who made the false accusation have suffered any negative consequences. Mm-hmm. And yet there are probably some people who believe it because women don't lie. You know, when somebody says women don't lie, you know what it reminds me of? When in the South in the 1940s, people said white men don't lie. White women don't lie. Or white people don't lie. Mm-hmm. If a white person says something, you have to believe it. If a black person says it, you don't. You cannot say any particular group of people don't lie. There's no sex-linked gene for telling the truth. There's no race-linked, religious-linked gene for telling the truth. Most women tell the truth. Most men tell the truth. Some women lie. Some men lie. Everything should be based on evidence, not on presumptions of guilt, which is what we have today.
Exactly. I mean, due process has been thrown out the window. I mean, you know, we don't want to get through that. And, you know, the media and some of a particular interest are, you know, they're happy to have it judged in the court of public opinion before all the information is out. And then when they find out they're wrong, I mean, the damage has already been done.
Some of the fault lies with President Barack Obama, who I voted for and who I remember as a student at law school. He created a situation where on college and university campuses, if a person is falsely accused or accused at all, and if the school gives that person due process, the school will lose its federal funding. That was the rule. You have to have a trial based on a mere preponderance of the evidence, which means that out of every 100 charges, 49 will be false. You can't allow direct confrontation of the accuser and the accused. So on universities today, there's a very heavy thumb on the scale against a person who's been falsely accused and in favor of the false accuser. And so it's we saw it at Duke University with lacrosse players.
Exactly. So Professor, we got to go and take a quick break. I do want to pick it up when we come back. Stay with us. We've got more from Professor Alan Dershowitz after this.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation with Alan Dershowitz, the author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo Movement, continues. Professor, before the break, you were talking about what's happening on the college campuses. We have heard story after story of, particularly men who have been falsely accused, whose college careers are interrupted, in many cases destroyed. I mean, there was a perfect case in point where you had a gal dragging around a mattress around campus to draw attention to her plight, and then you find out afterwards, there was no validity to her claim.
Well, the school rejected the claim after having a hearing. I had a case recently where I represented a young man who really was destroyed by a false accusation, and we proved it was a false accusation ultimately, and it was the school dropped it, but not before he dropped out of school and has had real problems. So and what's happened to the false accuser? Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing happens to the false accuser. Now, I don't want to put women in jail if they mistake somebody or if they had sex and they believe it was non-consensual and he believes it was consensual. Those are reasonable mistakes. But if a woman sits down with her lawyer, as my accuser did, and simply decides to come up with a totally false story about somebody she never even met, she ought to go to jail. And the lawyers who encouraged her, if they did, or pressured her, as her best friend said she did, they ought to be disbarred. And maybe
exactly.
Go to prison, too.
Exactly.
Maybe go to prison because they're suborning perjury if they told somebody to say something that they know is a lie. In my case, the lawyer has said on tape that he doesn't believe his client, and yet he put his client's affidavits in. In another case, a woman who made a false accusation had written to the New York Post emails saying she has sex tapes of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Richard Branson and that she was being chased by the CIA and that Hillary Clinton put a contract out on her and tried to have her killed. Of course, the Post wouldn't run it, and ultimately she admitted that she made up the whole story, but nothing has happened to her. Exactly. And the lawyer has submitted her affidavit as truthful.
No, this is so wrong on so many levels. Again, it just perpetuates this falsity and, you know, this kind of behavior. As you say, there's no consequences, whether it's on either side, but particularly attorneys, because you would think attorneys, because of credibility and who they represent as court members, that the standard for them should be much higher. And it just seems that that has been reduced and allowed to, you know, somehow be acceptable. I think this is injurious for the whole process.
Yeah. I agree with you. Look, in my case, I called for the FBI to investigate me. I took the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mm-hmm. I took the case to the district attorney's office. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to fear. I asked for a complete and thorough investigation of me and of her. Now there's going to be a trial, and I've invited the FBI to come to the trial. One of us is going to be committing perjury because I'm going to swear I never, ever met her.
Yes.
She's going to swear she had sex with me 7 times, including in front of my house, with two young women. And then she claims the 2 women came into my house, where my wife has a professional office. She's a neuropsychologist. My daughter was a young kid with an au pair, and we had video surveillance cameras, all of which disprove her claims. But that's her claims, and so there'll be a trial. She'll commit perjury. I'll tell the truth. And if the FBI is there, she ought to be let out of the courtroom in handcuffs. But that's not going to happen. She's going to be a hero. She's been interviewed on ABC News. She's been interviewed on BBC. People believe her. People won't even tell the other side of the story, won't disclose that this is a woman with a long history of committing perjury and lying about prominent people.
Now, in the court case, will you have the opportunity to bring up her past experience and disconnection from the truth?
Oh, of course. Of course. We'll have an opportunity to do that. You know, our lawyers will prepare her and try to say, oh, I was so young. Maybe I forgot. I have it mixed up. I thought it was Al Gore and Tipper Gore, but really maybe it was somebody else. You know, she'll find ways of committing perjury on the witness stand to explain her prior perjury.
Right.
But I don't think the jury and the judge will tolerate that. They'll see through it.
Yeah.
It's so obvious that this woman is a liar with a long history of lying. And it's so obvious that my records prove I could never have met her in the places she claimed she met me, in a Caribbean island and a ranch in New Mexico and places that I, you know, just wasn't at during the relevant time period. So I can prove it. I keep careful records.
Exactly. I mean, you even showed the travel records didn't correspond with any of the dates that she was talking about. All that is clear. But, you know, what's in it for her attorneys? I mean, even though her attorneys already admitted. Money. I mean, they're still billing hours.
Oh, no. It's much, much more serious than that. The whole plan was to accuse me in public and then go in private to Leslie Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret, and say to him, the same woman who accused Dershowitz has accused you of having sex with him between 5 and 10 times and making her wear Victoria's Secret-type lingerie. And they were expecting to get $1 billion
from
Leslie Wexner, of which the lawyers would get a third. So it's all about money, of course, and it's all about lying, and it's all about subornation of perjury.
And even though she's admitted to all this, her attorneys have not given her some sort of off-ramp to stop this particular lawsuit.
No, it's interesting because her attorneys were kicked out of the case, the major attorney, but she continues because it has a new attorney, and they're continuing. They know, they have to know. They're intelligent people. They have to know their client is lying. They have to know that I never met her, but yet they're pursuing it in a way that, I think raises very, very serious ethical problems.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Alan Dershowitz. His new book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag Me Too Movement. He has made it available as an e-book, for a pittance for the cost of a
candy bar. I mean, this is important for you to understand what's going on, because if this can happen to Alan Dershowitz, what does that do to everyday people, the forgotten men and women of America, because of this hashtag MeToo movement, this age of cancel culture, invalidation that we live in? Anybody can be falsely accused. And, Professor, if you don't have the wherewithal and the money, how do you defend yourself?
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. The prosecutor's offices should be more sensitive to real victims. I'm a victim here.
Yeah.
And victims should speak out. You know, when I decided to write the book, many of my friends and relatives said, don't write the book. Mm-hmm. The story will go away if you don't write the book. But if you write the book, it will bring attention to it. That's fine. I want to bring attention to it. I don't want the story to go away. I
exactly.
want justice to be done. I want the woman and her lawyers to be held accountable. I have nothing to hide. I never did anything wrong. And so I'm happy to have the whole story spread out. I'm happy to be investigated. I've told the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office and the District Attorney's Office I'll cooperate in every way. I will plead no privileges. I will withhold no information and give them everything they want, but they won't investigate. And ABC News and BBC and others won't present the other side of the story. They just want to present the story. Oh, they have this victim who's telling the truth, but she's not telling the truth, and she can't be believed, and people should know that.
And, of course, as you say, the mainstream media is not about to invite you with George Stephanopoulos to come on and, you know, and talk about anything for this matter. I mean, you've been totally marginalized. You know, they don't want to talk to you because if you come on to talk about something else.
Happy to talk to me. Happy mm-hmm. to talk to me about the impeachment. Happy to talk to me about the president, but not about this. They
right.
just don't. When this woman was interviewed, I wrote an op-ed and sent it to, interviewed by the British newspapers, and sent it to the British media, and they just wouldn't publish it.
How long have you been dealing with this?
Almost 5 years now.
Five years, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen. Can you imagine?
And I've disproved it categorically. Mm-hmm. But
You know, for you and your family, I can't wait for you to have some relief because your relief is our relief. I mean, and yep. maybe we get to that point, Professor, to where when, you know, these kind of lies raise their ugly head, they are realized for what they are. And maybe we just have to go through this ugly process to see it for what it is and to where when it raises its head again, we see it and we nip
yeah,
it
we're
at
not
the butt.
There
all
yet.
The sooner.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not.
And the media is not playing proper role in presenting both sides of the story. They have become basically advocates for one side of the story because
mm-hmm.
That sells newspapers, and people don't want to read about women who are lying. They want to read about women who are victims, not
oh, yeah.
women who victimize men, as
yeah.
happened in this case.
Without a doubt. Well, as we wrap things up here, you mentioned you mentioned the impeachment and
sure.
coming soon to a theater near us here. Just surmise really quickly your perspective.
I don't think there are impeachable offenses have been charged by the House. I think when they send the articles of impeachment, the Senate will see that it doesn't charge anything that's in the Constitution, abuse of power. Every president's been accused of abusing power, obstruction of Congress. The president simply invoked his powers as head of the executive to check and balance the legislature. So I don't think either of these charges rise to the level of impeachable offenses. I would hope the Senate would dismiss them.
Well, certainly when you come
I'm
to
a liberal Democrat. I voted
right.
for Hillary Clinton, not
right.
President Trump, but I care about the Constitution more than I care about politics.
And thank God for that, Professor. I want you to know I so appreciate that you are so committed to the Constitution. You know, and here it is. The Senate, or I should say the House, did have remedy where they could have gone to the Supreme Court. They could have gone to the courts and get a ruling.
Sure.
They
could have gotten it quickly, too.
But they chose not to do it that way, just to, again, as you said, add to the drama of it all, and we'll see if the Senate has the intestinal fortitude to deal with this, because this could be a real victory by way of our Constitution for all Americans, don't you think?
I hope so.
I'm right with you. Professor Alan Dershowitz has been our guest. His book, Guilt by Accusation, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is available at all the usual places and as an e-book as well. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have
thank
a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Be well. Bye.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know